Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and I am very excited because I have someone who knows a thing or two about covering The Bachelor to recap The Mental All with me and also talk about his new special, Jared Fried. Happy release day for 37 and Single.
Thank you very much, Sarah. It's a pleasure to be here. This is, it feels like my wedding day. You know, it's like the big release. I wore white. I'm ready to go, yeah.
Netflix star can now be a descriptor.
That's right, Netflix star, that's what my mom says.
Netflix star.
Yeah, Netflix star.
Do I need to ask about the inspiration behind 37 and Single, or does it speak for itself?
I was 37 when I made it, and single. You know that, yeah, it's really a snapshot of my life at December 2022, and the frustrations that I think are relatable for anyone that's single, at really any adult age. You know, it's dating apps, it's fix-ups, it's feeling like your friends are in one phase of life and you're in another phase of life. It's gender reveal parties, it's body issues, it's all, and it's all fun. Like all those topics could be serious for someone, but I try to make them as fun as possible and relatable. Like, you know, I'm just the, you know, center of the bell curve normal guy, and you know, and especially like to watch with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever you're dating at the time, like it's a great watch on the couch. And, you know, there's things to talk about. Like I talk about breakups and kind of the way I've gone about breakups in the past and insecurities. And, you know, if you're, you know, maybe if you're dating a guy and you're wondering what happened in that breakup, you might get some answers, which is nice. So, and then I, you know, of course, to bring it back to this, I talk about The Bachelor. Like if you're a Bachelor fan, and you are single, you have one person that's like, you should go on. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are, where you live, what you're going through. You should go on. As if going on The Bachelor is like a healthy...
Or a way to find a relationship.
Right, right, right. That's an option. How about you fix me up with your friend from college?
Right.
You know, this is a better option than your college friend that you talk to every day that's single. So so I talk about The Bachelor a little bit and really relating it to reality, you know, and kind of, because that's how we watch the show. Like we put ourselves in the shoes of the person going through whatever they're going through and we go, how would I have handled it? Mm-hmm. So that's my pitch, my go on Netflix, watch it, enjoy it, share it, you know, all that stuff. So it's out right now.
You've been watching The Bachelor for a while and covering it for a while as part of your stand-up, as part of Instagram, on podcasts. Like, what is it about The Bachelor that is the one that keeps you coming back and that inspired some of your material?
Well, I think The Bachelor, the reason I like it is the reason why it frustrates people. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going through, you know, especially as like a 37-year-old man, I'm not trying to compare my dating struggles with someone out there that might be from whatever different background, because dating is fun for me and I don't really feel like I don't have family pressure. Sometimes what all those pressures of the world around you. So I've always tried to take a lighthearted look at dating. And I think The Bachelor is the perfect setup for that. It's meeting, it's first dates, it's first kiss. It's breakups. It's all of the stuff of a relationship in this, you know, petri dish. And so that's why it's always interested me, because it's like, oh, they're playing out things that I'm doing in my everyday life too. Like everyone's had to, like people, you know, and when people get frustrated with The Bachelor, like I'm sure you get this a lot. Like, I don't watch it anymore. People get angry at you.
Yeah, totally.
I never watch it. Oh, yeah. I'm not a fan. I hate it. I hate it. And then they're like, okay, you can like and not like.
We don't actually have anything to do with The Bachelor.
Right.
Despite the fact that I've dedicated however many years of my life talking about this program.
Right.
I don't get paid necessarily just for that.
Right. I have my own show based on the show,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And it's like. And people get aggressive.
Yeah,
they're like, I don't watch. I hate it. You know, I left at this
Chris
season,
Harrison.
At this moment. Chris Harrison becomes political, weirdly.
Yeah, so odd.
It's all odd. But you can tell it comes from a place of, it is more real to people than they want to admit.
Totally.
Because they're going, look at this. They think it's frivolous.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for all of us, for me, dating is hard. Mm-hmm. And if you're having a hard time in dating, now you're going to watch a show where one person has 30 people fawning over them saying they want to get married when all you hear every day is, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
So like,
so
then when you're watching this, you're like, are they messing with me? Like, are you, is this a personal attack?
Right.
You know, so I do empathize with the people that I, you know, it's like I've had the time to think about why do people get so angry at this show? So
that's a good point.
Yeah, and the show interests me. Like, I loved professional wrestling growing up. I loved WWE.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is professional wrestling of dating. It's, you know, it is real, quote unquote, but they got to take the bumps.
Yeah.
Like, if you jump off the top rope during a wrestling match, sure, it was a performance, but at the same time, you got to hit the mat.
Yeah.
You know, so just like in The Bachelor, like, yeah, maybe they're not there for the right reasons, but you got to have a first kiss. You got to go on a date. You got to tell your feelings. It all hurts.
It's very true. It's very true. And last night was the men tell all, which is, some people love the men tell alls and the women tell alls. They usually fall pretty flat for me.
I was wondering what you felt.
I
agree with you. It goes one way or the other.
Yeah, as like a Bravo person, like a reunion as such a level with an Andy Cohen of it all. That's a reunion. This is
right.
Like. The platform for the bloopers, which I've never understood the hype around. And
right.
This is very much Jesse Palmer trying to do his best Chris Harrison. I like Jesse Palmer.
Right.
But even the way they're still using the phrases of like Bachelor Nation, these bloopers, like that was like a weird shtick Chris Harrison started that I don't know why we're still doing. Like, it's just very strange to me the way they set this up.
I totally agree with you. We're on the same page.
Okay, good.
I've never been a men tell all, women tell all fan. Bloopers, I hate.
Hate them.
I hate them because I don't want these people in on the joke.
Totally.
It's really not from
delusional.
A good... Right. It's not from a good place that I don't like the bloopers. It's me being like, no, you don't get to laugh at yourself.
Yes.
No, we laugh at you.
We laugh at you, with you.
Right. It's a mean place that it comes from. But and you're totally right about Jesse Palmer. Like, you know, I think he's fine. Like,
yeah.
I think he's a good, not distracting host.
Right.
I think when they had Caitlin and Tayshia was distracting to
it
the
was
show.
A little, yeah.
But you're right. It's weird that he hasn't been able to like do his own thing. He's just doing. Again, that's my issue with this show is that they make money.
Mm-hmm.
So
why change it?
Right. There's no incentive for change, which it needs change. Like we were talking before we started. Like the Golden Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
There's excitement. You can
there
feel
is.
It. People like. And I think the excitement stems from a little more reality to our reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
And having people there that might be more relatable. Like, honestly, like, I hope they put, this is the mean side of me. I hope they put like a 23-year-old woman on there.
Me too.
Just to see the fallout. I just want
to
see everyone. Stir the pot. Let's see what happens. I want to see Gary's reaction. Also, this was the first time I realized Gary spells it Jerry.
How crazy is that? It's something else to talk about, though.
I mean, well, it annoyed me because I'm like, now as a Bachelor commentator, as a Bachelor blowhard, I have to deal with DMs. No, it's Gary when I spell it Jerry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know, you know, like, I think this was to mess with us. Like, I think this was because you know what I'm talking about. You're going to get a DM from like some person that like enjoys your stuff and you're like, I'm very thankful they enjoy it, but like, it's Gary, not Jerry. And it's like, go look it up.
No, 100%. What are your impressions of him, though? Because they did a really good job. I mean, ABC is good at their job, but like packaging him, that little like 3-minute clip at the end. I mean, you wanted to cry. You
right.
wanted to laugh along with his kids when he's practicing his rose ceremony. He's talking about Helen Mirren being his celebrity crush. Like, I feel like he's hitting. Is Gary too good to be true? Am I just a cynic? Because I think he's great, but I'm a little worried.
I mean, here's the thing. They did the perfect. That's why it feels like it took. Remember how we were all like, when's it going to happen?
It's been 4 years of nominate your grandpa to be the Golden Bachelor.
I think they were searching for this specific candidate.
Fair.
Because, again, like, this sounds bad, but, like, you know, guy with a wife who passed
right.
is kind of the perfect candidate for right. the audience. There's nobody out there to be like, you know, if he was divorced.
The divorce documents would be on usmagazine.com.
Right.
If you speak, there would be,
there
you
were,
know,
no, no, no
separation,
paper.
Could be contentious, all the right places, you're right.
No paper that. Trail. You got the two daughters with the granddaughters. So like female friendly,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're pushing him to go out there. He had, it seems like he had this, again, we don't know. We only know what we know. So, mm-hmm. you know, you have this like fairy tale high school sweetheart. He says all the right things. Mm-hmm. He says the, you know, this is a different love.
He's
he's protective of her memory while mm-hmm. also like, I gotta have companionship. And, you know, it's all very sweet. And that's why I think people were excited because it does feel honest. It does feel like it comes from a good place. He's Midwestern. He's got the flannel shirt
he's
on.
Like grown up Ben Higgins.
It's a very Ben Higgins-ish type of.
He plays pickleball.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Active. Yeah. I think he was a restaurateur, so he's like a nightlife guy, maybe.
Right.
You know, so
he
these.
Knows a thing or two about wine, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny though, because in the pictures, when they did the photo shoot, I was like, this guy looks unbelievable. It was like 70. What? Are you kidding?
Everyone thought it was a lie.
Right. And then he came on last night. I was like, oh, he's an old man.
Like, he sounds, he has his mannerisms. What do they think these dates are going to be like, though? Because some of the dates on The Bachelor and Bachelorette have also gotten really old to me. Like, the when they think they're really doing something with, like, the Bachelor Bowl, like, we remember the football score, or, like, we care at all. And, like, we're obviously not watching these women, like, mud wrestle. So, like, I wonder what the dates are going to be.
Well, I hope they don't. I hope they get over the joke because it seems like, you know, he's like, they have him saying lines like, I'm 71 years young.
And,
you know,
I think we're going to get a lot of that, unfortunately.
I know. It's like, it kind of makes you roll your eyes. He's like, what's social media?
Yeah.
You know,
what's
it's like,
trending.
Trending. Yeah. He doesn't know what trending is. And it's like, I have to believe he's a little more with it than they're like letting on. I hope it's not him. And a woman sitting at, like, the early bird having an Activia. Like, I really hope that's not what
Jamie
happens.
Jamie Lee Curtis, are you available to host a date for the Golden Bachelor?
Right. Like, I don't need sponsored by, you know, Activia. Yeah. It just, I hope they make it fine. You know, I don't want, like, that type of thing. I want, let us make the joke.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Not, he doesn't have to be so in on it. So, I'm excited. I mean, I've always thought The Bachelorette should be, like, a woman, late 30s, early 40s, divorced, kind of over the fairy tale wedding thing, killing it in her profession with a bunch of older men. I always thought that was like the perfect bachelorette because the older men are the most embarrassing form of male. You know, I think 22-year-old woman is kind of that version for women. Like, they, you know, a little, you know, they're drinking too much, you know, partying too much, wanting to be an influencer. Our version of embarrassment is paisley shirt under the cuffs, divorced guy, too confident in his profession, so he's confident, he's overconfident everywhere.
Okay.
And I always thought those guys arguing over this hot shot, like, you know, woman would have been the most fun, realistic, because those guys do want a partner.
Right.
You know, like a 25-year-old guy. And again, I'm not saying they're not embarrassing to us as well.
Right.
But
there was some embarrassment on that stage last night.
Right. There's levels of embarrassment. I just think I can kind of count on like the old boomer idiot to have really come through for us. I wish they had always done it that way, but I do think when you see 25-year-old men being like, I really want to get married.
Yeah.
I think we're running out of people who believe that story.
I think Sean last night was a really good example of that, of him like storming the hot seat and to sit next to Charity to deliver that monologue about how she made them better men that he clearly prepared, only to have him be kicked out of the seat by Jesse Palmer and for them to give the guy who hosted that two-on-one date more screen time than they gave Sean. It was such a weird choice for me.
The whole Sean thing, cringeworthy.
So cringe.
And it's, you're right, because it's like you're watching this guy, you're like, I know why you're doing this. You want your moment, which...
Yeah.
Listen, you're allowed to have your moment if we want to hear about your moment.
Yeah, it's like, Sean, you weren't really worthy of the moment. No offense. Like, it's like, it's not really what I need.
Right, you would have been on the couch if we wanted you on the couch. Yeah.
Right.
And I like Sean as a character, but he is doing a character.
Right.
Like, it's not, like, that's why I thought last night on the Men Tell All, I was like, Braden came off great.
Yeah, he did.
Like, you know, like he really, I don't think Braden's told one lie. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, whether you like him, not like him, or you're put off by the look, or you think he's like peacocking a little bit, I don't, you know, like I've actually appreciated him the whole season. He's kind of old school, like reality TV to me. Like he came in totally himself for what he wanted to be. Mm-hmm. He did the thing, and he like was really, he stayed on brand to whatever he felt, you know, what he was doing the whole time. Like, he never really went off of the course, right?
No, he didn't. And I think, I mean, the biggest revelation was him revealing that he only got his ears pierced a year ago. So this seemingly was part of the master plan to go on The Bachelor and show off his earrings, to then have him fight with Sean, who was wearing that gold cross. The jewelry is always very distracting for me.
Yeah, the jewelry was great. I mean, the Braden thing, it is funny, because like, the special's called 37 Single, I'm 38. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see a guy with earrings and the feather earring, and, you know, you go, what is this? Yeah. You know, and I'm like, okay. I had to like hold myself back. I'm like, Jared, don't be Mr. Old Man. We're gonna. And then he got like seven earrings in, and I was like, this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. And gave Jesse Palmer earrings, which again,
I like that.
That was cute. Yeah. You see a little bit of Jesse Palmer's fun side, but then again, when he made the comment when they were fighting over like kissing in front of each other, and he made the Yosef joke that like everyone always makes on Twitter, it's like, Jesse Palmer, you weren't even there when Yosef said that.
It's so funny. I every Yosef joke, I don't know, I've never been like the, you know, the Bachelor historian.
Right. It's like these people go and you see them, you forget them.
Right.
They show up on Paradise, got to Google which season was that person on.
Right. I remember the Yosef thing. Like, it took me a minute. Like, oh, are they really referencing this? Like, I don't know. It is interesting. You're like, who is this for? In football, they call it prevent defense. And it feels like the show has been doing prevent defense. They're just trying to keep the people who like them liking them, mm-hmm. so they can keep making the money, because like, and instead of evolving and risking losing the people that have been there since Yosef. I mean, look at last night with the former Bachelorettes. That was
a weird segment.
I didn't like that at all.
Me either.
It was just like, Trista, fine.
Right.
Trista, she's the first.
The same way they bring Sean Lowe in for the Bachelors, because he's the only one traditionally married to.
Which, okay, that gives us a reason. Then you have the two other women, and you go, and then you have the one woman who's like, I think she's divorced now.
Yes, she is divorced. And she wasn't even married to her winner. She was married to the brother of someone who was on who was on a season, and they got married, and they announced their divorce a couple months ago, and I was like, interesting choice for Deanna to put herself in that situation, but also for them to, you know, her talk about this transitional phase. It's just, it was a weird tone.
Right. It wasn't necessary. I know you're doing this like celebration of 20 years. I don't know. I didn't watch them. I didn't watch them and go, oh, the good old days.
Yeah, there's our girls. Like, it was more so like I could see the Us Weekly search traffic of people Googling, who is this or who are they with? Because I was seeing the timeline shoot to the top. I guess it worked on a Google sense, but.
I mean, it was a thing where you go, like, I don't know. Let Charity have her magical moment.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, we didn't need these three women coming on to bring reality in.
Right.
Like, of all the things you want reality on, it's not like, marriage is hard.
Yeah.
we know. This is a let her have her love story. Like, it was, it
didn't really land.
Not for me. Yeah.
Not for me either. And something else that didn't land for me was this drama with Peter, the other pilot, who was, we knew we were going to have a pilot Pete, only simply because of, obviously, Pilot Pete, our former Bachelor. And when that name came out, I feel like people were like, oh, another Peter the pilot. Mm. Granted, the guy goes home night one. We all forgot that even happened.
Right.
And then they bring up this Instagram drama. I know a lot about what these people do on the internet, you guys. Like, that's literally my job. I know almost every little thing that happens between these people on Reddit. I missed this one completely. If I didn't know they were shading Pete with F-U Pete and their Zoom names, like, who's changing their Zoom name in 2023 to throw shade at someone? I was just so confused. The Bachelor, for years, has opted not to address controversy.
Right.
And this is when they're telling us about, explaining to us and addressing it, when I was like, what are we watching right now?
They also seemingly, to me, took the wrong side.
Right.
Like it seems like this guy, Peter, was kind of, like, just not liked right away. Like, listen, this is based on, I'm making some assumptions, but it seemed as though This guy, Peter, showed up night one and was a little cocky and gave off a bad vibe.
Yeah.
And it feels like the guys kind of relished in the fact that he got kicked off night one when he was as cocky as he was.
Totally.
And then they had an inside joke where it was like, fuck Peter, about a guy they didn't even know.
Totally.
Which is like such an inside joke that people do. Like, and then this guy, Peter, got wind of it through Braden, apparently.
Braden stirring that pot. He was like, I'm so sick of these guys. He must have been like going to the producers being like, listen, you should bring up this F. Peter thing. This will really get the audience going. Like, who's idea? Must have been Braden's idea.
It had to have been, because then Peter then does a thing where he goes, and you could tell they were like, you went on the Zoom, you're talking about brand deals and like sponsorships. And he, you know, they had kind of the receipts, so to speak. But then you go, when he started doing the, what, you know, when my church group saw FP, and you're like, you're a liar. You're a complete liar. Like, I don't buy a word that you say. I believe everyone else. Like, I believe everyone else sitting here that you give off bad vibes.
Yeah.
In, at the very least.
Right.
And I kind of appreciated Xavier, you know, when... To me, like, I trust Xavier as a kind of just as a person for some reason. I just like
he blew up his life on television by admitting that he's a cheater.
Right. And he was like nice. You know, he's got good hobbies and
he made a rose.
He made a rose. And he just seemed pretty genuine to me. And like when he was just like, you could tell he was like, this is such a stupid thing. He's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And he didn't even say, but this other thing. He just was like, get it out of here.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, yeah, this was one of those things where you're like, this guy, he's no good. He's a snake oil salesman.
He's definitely like not great. And these guys are definitely like pretty lame for feeling the need to take their inside joke to Instagram and to Zoom and thinking really highly of themselves for that.
Right.
But overall, like just not a segment I ever need. They either need to make this like literally a 30-minute special or like actually dive into like real drama. And they've always been on the cusp of it. And it's like, I don't really care about something that happened 5 weeks ago, but I will care if you show me like footage I haven't seen before where you're gonna like throw someone under the bus and they're gonna watch it in real time and be like, oh, you were the snake, or I don't know, almost expose their own editing or something to make it like, oh, the real story.
Right.
Kind of like what you do like at reunions or at like revelations. But instead it's just like fighting and then all these like dumb shticks of the audience holding up signs that obviously like ABC gave them.
Right. I mean, even like, you know, Aaron S, I think, Aaron and Braden are like boys now.
Yeah.
How about you give us like a few of the stories they've shared and then be like, how did you two become friends?
Right.
Aaron, you're in your 30s. Braden's 24.
Yeah.
Okay. He wears feather earrings. What's going on? Where did you guys connect? Aaron, do you really want to find someone, or are you wanting to go out with 24-year-olds? That would be a line of questioning where you get down and you get, again, Aaron would get the moment that maybe he wants.
Yeah.
And we'd get some, you know, actual tea.
Right. And pull a Bravo, ask the questions, blame it on social media. That's what I do. Blah, blah, blah from Hoboken wants to know this.
It's right.
Like, then Jesse Palmer doesn't even have to take the thing. Instead, they're reading tweets calling Golden Bachelor Gary a zaddy, which is great, a grand zaddy. But like, if we're going to lean into the social media of it all too, then read the tweets and ask them the questions that Bachelor Nation wants to know.
Right. Give us a little more reality to our reality TV. That's what makes these shows fun. Like, that's why the Bravo shows are so fun. You're like, oh, there's like real feelings here.
Yeah.
And when you see,
it's deep.
Yeah. Like, and Sean is just the perfect example of like, not a real feel. Like, I'm seeing a performance by a bad actor.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, so.
I think Sean could be one we might see in Paradise. At least that's what he was trying to do. We know that Braden will be there. We got a clip of Braden with, I believe, Kat from Zach's season. That's one of those that's like, sometimes when you see some of those girls, you're like, I know I cared about you at one point and I probably went off about you and now I literally can't remember why you were controversial. I feel like she was one of the ones that was talked about.
She's the one that I think if I remember correctly, she kind of played victim on when the woman came over to like interrupt her date.
Yes.
And it was on the beach. And
yes.
I didn't buy her story that, you know, she kind of gave the new pilot Peter vibes on that story. If I'm remembering correctly.
I think you are, actually. And then she like said that they like, she used a word that was like really aggressive about like how they stole the time. And everyone was like, that's literally not what happened. Like, this is the point of the program.
Right.
Paradise will be back. Golden Bachelor will be airing on Mondays. Paradise will be airing on Tuesdays.
Is that what's happening?
That's what's happening.
Oh my God.
Busy where you're following. I hope you have no plans on Mondays and Tuesdays.
You just got a live reaction of me hearing that, like, oh my God, I don't know if I can handle it. I've always been less of a Paradise fan. Okay. I know people love it. It's hard for me to like commentate on because I like the structure of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Like, I like the story arc, as stupid as that sounds.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know the episode's coming. I know what, you know, the kind of the jokes I'm looking to make and, mm-hmm. you know, the commentary I'm looking to do. Paradise is a little more difficult to find fun things. Because, again, that goes back to the bloopers. Like, it feels like Paradise are, like, too in on it.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I want, like, you know, even the opening kind of turns me off. Where, yeah. like, oh, all these inside jokes. But I want Paradise to kind of evolve the way I want The Bachelor to evolve. Like, I think, like, if they're in a couple, they should ring a bell.
Yeah.
And go home together. Move in. Do a Love is Blind type of thing.
Yeah. Ooh,
give
yeah.
them an apartment. We'll check in. We'll be back at the end of the season. We'll give them an episode. Like, they yeah. would take it, and we'll see how it goes. Give them their cell phones back.
That's
Let's see.
That's a great idea. Put them in, like, even in just another part of the resort, but make them have to do, like, daily tasks. Like, start
right.
planning. Like, oh, you guys think you have this connection? Let's see it.
And Next
then,
phase.
Yeah.
You know, because I do think the Paradise is, like, the perfect, like, live version of Tinder, like
yeah,
of a dating app. It's
totally.
Like someone walks down the stairs,
literally.
Swipe left, swipe right, you know? So like,
so
if we want to like say that's Tinder, let's go to the third date, you know, and move them to third date
yeah.
land,
yeah.
you know? So I don't know, because it when a couple like hits it off and they're like, okay, I found my musical chair so I don't have to leave the island.
Yeah, I'd hate that.
It gets a little boring for me.
Especially
yeah.
if they pull at the end where they like break up after all that. And it's like, oh, so you guys were just like at the beat. And then they get back together in real life because
right.
they didn't want to get engaged. And that's when the producing gets to be like, they do too much with wanting them to get engaged or wanting them to commit. But also at the same time, like I'm bored if they don't. So it's an interesting, it's
right.
kind of a, it's, it was great when it first started, but it is a little stale too. Like we're on 9 seasons of Paradise.
Right.
In what world?
I think when it first started, it was more like, I'm here to hook up.
Totally.
The idea that they're pushing them towards engagement, I never made sense to me.
Right.
Like, why do we need, I don't need this.
No.
Like, I don't know why they need it. I don't know who need, like.
Neil Lane.
Right.
He's the only one who needs it. So.
Right. I always think of like the audience member, like, I'm like, oh, what? I would connect with that person the least. The one that's like, well, I need an engagement.
Right. Yes.
You know, like,
where's my ring?
Right. What? Like, yeah, it just never made sense.
I think they should do, they should change it to be a little bit more Bachelor Pad-esque and have some games and have some money prizes plus the love, because honestly, we all know that that's what they're here for half the time.
Right.
And I think it would bring it, if you bring back, maybe Bachelor Pad went a little far with some of the things they did. I think they got in trouble in the, you know, revisiting of it with some people in 2020 when everyone was revisiting everyone and everything. But if they did it in a way that it was just a little bit more like lean in and make some of the dates like competitions and add money to it, and then we could have also see some people's true colors come out.
How about this? We do, you get a brand sponsorship.
Okay.
Like we do, like you
yeah.
get your Instagram sponsored.
Oh, like
sponsored.
You win like FabFitFun for
right.
3 years.
Yeah, you get the sponsorship.
Oh,
you
like
get
America's Next Top Model meets The Bachelor.
Yes.
Plus then the Love is Blind. Or you can opt to go live in a condo with your person
right.
and go for the love route. Like at some point you have to choose, am I competing for the sponsorship or am I committing to my person?
Right, let's get real here.
We fixed it.
You get, the winner gets the promo code to share.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Oh my God. Jared, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
This has been so fun. 37 and Single is streaming on Netflix.
Right now, you can watch it, make it a part of your date night, alone night, glass of wine. It's got jokes about being single, relationships, your friends trying to fix you up, breakups, and gender reveal parties. This is just a fun bit that I did.
Something we can all relate
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely relate. There, it's relatability is high. And The Bachelor, there's Bachelor bits on there too. So, and then stuff about eating at night and late night eating. I'm a late night eater. I talk about that. It's the whole end of the special. So I really, I'm proud of it. I want people to go enjoy it. And I think you will. And share it. Let people know. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. And you can come back to cover The Golden Bachelor if we
I'm
can
in.
Find time in the double feature of The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.